Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome back to the Spiritual Gangster Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Pieraldi, and as always, we're diving into the messy, magical, and sometimes mildly chaotic journey of being a human with a soul. If you're new here, welcome to the club, where we're all just trying to heal, grow, and occasionally laugh at our own spiritual meltdowns. And if you've been rocking with me for a little while, you already know the vibe. Grab your coffee, your crystal, your journal, whatever makes you feel like the main character today, because we're about to talk about something big, rewriting your story. You know that moment when you catch yourself saying something like, well, that's just who I am, or that's just how my life goes, and you realize you've basically cast yourself as a background character in your own damn movie. Yeah, this episode is for that moment. Because, babe, you are not just the character. You are the writer, the director, the producer, and probably the makeup artist, too. And if the current storyline feels tired, heavy, or outdated, it's time to grab your metaphorical pen and rewrite that shit. We've all got stories we tell ourselves about who we are, what we deserve, how love works, and how success should look. And those stories, they shape everything. They become the filter that we see our lives through. But here's the thing no one tells you when you're growing up. You can change the narrative anytime you want. You're allowed to pivot. You're allowed to evolve. You're allowed to stop reading from a script that doesn't fit your soul anymore. Let's be real. Most of our stories weren't even written by us in the first place. They were handed down like emotional family heirlooms. Here, sweetie, take this belief that you have to work yourself to the bone to be worthy. Or here, carry this storyline where love always ends in heartbreak. And because we didn't know any better, we just accepted it. We thought that that was our truth. But truth, with a capital T, the kind that feels like freedom, doesn't usually sound like fear. It doesn't sound like never enough or always too much. Truth feels light. It expands you. It reminds you that you're not what happened to you, and you're not limited by the version of yourself that survived your past. So here's your permission slip. It's okay to outgrow your old story. In fact, it's necessary. Let's talk about plot twists. Every good story has them. You know those moments where life completely throws you off script? The breakup, the burnout, the betrayal, the identity crisis that shows up uninvited like, hi, I heard you're comfortable, time to evolve. Yeah, those are the messy middle chapters that test you. But that's also where character development happens. And yes, I know, it sounds cliche. But seriously, when you stop seeing your hard moments as proof that life is unfair and start seeing them as plot development for your comeback era, that's when everything changes. Because healing isn't about pretending your story didn't have pain. It's about realizing that pain isn't the whole story. You get to decide how the next chapter unfolds. Now, let's talk about the editing process. Because rewriting your story doesn't mean pretending your past didn't happen. It means reinterpreting it with wisdom. Instead of, I failed, maybe it becomes, I learned what didn't work. Instead of, I was abandoned, maybe it's, I was redirected to love myself first. Instead of, I'm behind, It's, I'm being aligned with the divine timing. That's the energy shift. That's where the spiritual gangster part kicks in. You're not bypassing your pain. You're reclaiming your power. You're saying, yeah, that happened. And I'm still here. I'm still writing. Here's something wild. Your subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between a story you tell yourself and the reality that you live. So when you keep repeating old narratives like, I never catch a break, or people always leave me, your energy listens. The universe listens. And not because it's punishing you, but because your vibration matches that script. So you keep attracting experiences that fit the role. But the second you change the narrative, even slightly, you start to vibrate differently, you start acting differently, and you start expecting differently. And life, it adjusts. You begin noticing the good stuff, the tiny wins, the moments that prove you're evolving. So no, it's not about toxic positivity. It's not about pretending everything is perfect. It's about reclaiming authorship. You are the narrator now. Let me tell you this little secret. The version of you who once settled, doubted, or self-sabotaged, you were doing your best with the story you had. You thought you were staying safe. So when you start rewriting your story, don't shame your old self. Thank yourself. You're the one who gathered the material. You're the reason you even have a story to rewrite. Every heartbreak, every failure, every mistake, they all gave you raw, messy, real material to work with. That's gold for your next chapter. That's the part that makes your story worth telling. And let's be honest, sometimes rewriting your story means disappointing people who liked the old version of you. You know, the people who benefited from your boundaries being non-existent, the ones who loved people-pleaser you or always available you, they might not cheer for your rewrite. And that's okay. They don't get editorial control. You're not living for their storyline anymore. You're living for yours. And the more you stay true to your script, the one that honors your worth, your energy, your joy, the more the right people, opportunities, and experiences start showing up to match it. You want to know something beautiful? When you rewrite your story, you subconsciously give others permission to do the same. You show them that healing isn't about erasing who you were. It's about integrating them. You show them that growth can look messy, funny, scared, and awkward all at once. You show them that it's never too late to say, you know what? That chapter is done, and I'm writing something new. That's powerful. That's leadership. That's the kind of energy that shifts generations. So if you've been walking around with a story that sounds like, I'm not good enough, I always attract the wrong people, I'll never get where I want to be, I'm too old, or too late, or too broken, pause, breathe, and remember, those are just words on a page. They're not carved in stone. You can pick up your pen right now and start writing something different. Maybe your new story sounds like, I'm learning to trust myself. I'm attracting people who see my worth. I'm walking in alignment, not urgency. I'm the main character, baby, and my plot just got interesting. So before we close, I want to leave you with a little reflection. What story about yourself are you ready to stop telling? And more importantly, what's the story you want to live instead? You don't need to have it all figured out. You just need to take one small, brave step towards the rewrite. One new thought, one new choice, one moment where you say, I choose me this time. Because you are not your past. You are not your pain. You are the author of your next chapter. And babe, I have a feeling it's gonna be a damn good one. All right, my loves, that's today's episode. Thank you for tuning in and sharing your energy with me. If this message hit home for you, take a screenshot, tag me, and tell me what part of your story you're rewriting. I love seeing your breakthroughs and hearing your reflections. Remember, your story isn't over. It's just getting real good. I'll see you next week, same time, same vibe. And until then, keep shining, keep growing, and keep writing your masterpiece like the spiritual gangster you are.